How's everybody today? Are you blessed and highly favored? Do you believe it? Do you receive it? And do you put it into action? Amen? Hallelujah. Things are happening. Oh, yes. Glory to God. 1 Peter chapter 1, please. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a what? A living hope. That's hope that's alive. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, there's no coincidence that Paul's always reflecting back to the feast of the Lord. See, the resurrection of the Lord is the feast of first fruits. The Passover. The unleavened. Paul is always reflecting back to the feast of the Lord because the feast of the Lord is associated with events that are going to happen or have happened, and the time and sequences that are connected to the events that recycle. Now, I'm not going to get into all that today, but I am going to talk Tuesday about the second Passover because there's two Passovers. People don't realize it, but we'll go there. And he says, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to a what? An inheritance. Which is what? See, an inheritance, things that you inherited from God when you have access to all of the things of His. That's incorruptible and undefiled. That does not fade away. And it's reserved in heaven for me and you. In other words, you have access to all of these storehouses. And we are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Are we in the last days? Yeah. In this you greatly rejoice. Though now there for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Why? Because he released to us today the reality of the red carpet from God, which is the invitation, the place where you and I get on. But there's a purification process, and this is what he's talking about. Listen, I'm bringing my people through a purification process. That's what we're seeing in the whole world right now. There's a purification process going on. You know, one of the things about purification, the word purify means to be pure. Something that is pure, there's no mixture in it. None. Things that people look for, which is its high value, are things that are pure. Pure gold, pure silver. Pure. When I was in the drug world, we were always looking for everything pure. In fact, I was a tester for everything pure. If it wasn't pure, we didn't get it. Or close to pure. Because then everybody cut the gajibis out of it. They'd mix stuff with it to try and expand it. And it no longer was pure, it was generic. And right now, God is bringing us through the process of purification so that he can remove everything from us that has mixture of the world through thought, through desire. Things through bondages and fears, addictions, all of the other stuff. Sicknesses and disease, things that we've inherited from the carnal arena. There is a purification process that the world is going through. He said, in verse 6, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you've been grieved by various trials. Why? So that the what? Genuine, meaning purifying, your purity, the things that are unmixed, genuine, it's original, of your faith, be much more precious than gold that perishes. Now, grab a hold of this, because he's saying, look, first of all, your faith is the currency of heaven. And gold is the currency of the earth. So, hello, does everybody get that? So he's saying, look, your faith, which is the currency of heaven, is so much more precious. Now, your faith is your connection. We are forever in the heavenlies. We are attached to the throne of God. We are attached to the will of God in the heavenlies, place in heavenly places. Blessed every spiritual blessing. forever attached in the heavenlies. Faith. That the genuineness of your connection, your relationship, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by what? Fire. Fire. Remember, the final judgment of God will be to burn up everything. The first judgment of God was the flood. He destroyed everything with water. The final judgment of God will to burn everything up. But see, the fire is purifying. Everybody asks for the fire of God, but then when it comes, they run. Because it's exposing all their impurities, their ways of thought, their agreements, their desires, their intents. Because they're still trying to fulfill their will instead of God's will. They're still in a life of survival instead of surrender. And he said, now, you're going to be tested by this fire, may be found to the praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 8, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressibly and full of glory. Receiving the end of your faith, what? The salvation of your souls. Again, he's saying, I'm making your hope to become alive. Awakened through the resurrection event and power of Christ. We've got an inheritance waiting to be released to us who maintain the life and the walk that is acceptable and pleasing to God Almighty. Faith of genuineness is more precious than gold. Again, it's faith currency of heaven, gold currency of the earth. It's tested by fire that sets the stage for purification. It is the process of becoming pure. Getting rid of everything that's mixed within us. So that we become unmixed, undefiled, not contaminated or corrupted with the world system under the Babylonian rule. Gold is purified by fire. It first becomes blood red when it's heated. It looks blood red. And an instrument is used on it that is used to draw off the top of the, which comes up from the impurities. And they scoop it across the top 7 times. And once it's scooped across the top and taken all the impurities off 7 times, it becomes a mirror. And you can see the reflection of yourself by looking in it. God purifies us through these trials and misunderstandings, persecutions and suffering, to clean away all the evil power connections until he sees his face in our life. Until he sees what? His face in our life. Oh, yes. This process is not acceptable to the flesh. Or to the carnal mind of thought and reasoning. All flesh and human power must be perfectly submitted to the power of God inwardly so it can be expressed by his glory outwardly. Again, we are in the process of purification. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. It is actually reported there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality is not even named among the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife. And you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I indeed, as absent in body but present in spirit, have already judged as though I were present him who has done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together along with my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore do what? Purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened, for indeed Christ and our what? Passover, like I said, Paul's always connecting to the feasts, was sanctified for us. Therefore, let us keep the what? Feast, not with old leaven, nor with leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people. Yet I certainly did not mean with sexually immoral people of this world, or with covetous or extortioners or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother or a sister who is sexually immoral or covetous or idolater or reviler or drunkard or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. For what have I done with judging? For what have I to do with judging those who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside of the kingdom of God, God judges. Therefore, put away from you yourselves the evil person. He's saying, remove the accursed people. And those who are willing to help or reason or justify their actions and their associations, because they will come under judgment of chastening and purifying from God Almighty, because their ways of thinking are soulish and not according to the Spirit. They are according to the desire of the heart and the soul. Again, we see Paul who connects to the Feast of Passover again, as he connected to the Feast of First Fruits, which is resurrection. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, so many people become contaminated and defile their temple by agreeing with such unruly individuals, because they're not reached the level of discernment yet, or level of relationship. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. Let's speak it. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, which is God's plan. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship. Yeah, as a what? As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, which we just talked about, that he may please God, or him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned, he's not rewarded, unless he competes according to the divine order of God, or rules and regulations according to his word. Hello. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Vitally important. He said, be strong in the plan of direction and counsel, enduring all hardships, not entangling yourself with the worldly affairs of soulish arena, deceptive attitudes and appetites of influence, so your warfare is not done in vain. Many people warfare with no victory. Why do they warfare in victory? Because they're still entangled. They're not purified yet. They haven't reached the level of that faith. They haven't reached that place of true surrender. They're still fighting for their lives instead of surrendering. And the enemy knows that. Look at anything that's going on in your life. Everybody goes through trials and afflictions and so forth. Amen? Once you've done something by mistake, doesn't mean you did it on purpose. Amen? Heck, you could have bought something and found out later the Lord convicted you and said, what'd you get that for? Well, the enemy will pound you until he can beat you so down if you let him by your mistake. You know, we can be very hard on ourselves, but don't give the bat to the devil and say, here, do me. Amen? Well, you let him beat you up. If you have asked God for forgiveness, you're forgiven. That's it. You can't change that. You're forgiven. Everyone say, I'm forgiven. You need to forget yourself, too, and forgive yourself. Forget yourself and forgive yourself. And get out of yourself. Because we're our worst enemy. Sometimes the devil doesn't have to do nothing. He probably laughs at us sometimes. Look at him. He thinks it's me. They're all miserable. They're trying to cast me out, he's saying. And they can't. Because I'm not there. It's the flesh. Oh, glory. Go to Titus chapter 1, verse 10. For there are what? Many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole household, teaching things which they ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true. Therefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be of sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, and nothing is pure. But even their mind and their conscience are defiled. They profess to know God, but in works or deeds or in conduct, they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, disqualified for every good work. See, so if you're truly not in position with God, no matter what you do, because the Lord said many will come to me in that day, so I fed, I clothed, I sheltered, I cast out demons. And God said, no, I don't know you. You practice lawlessness. You never fall into my divine order. You still do your will at your time, at your convenience. They're pure. To the pure, all things are pure unless defiled. There's a difference of, see, because they know, they're genetic, they're not generic. Amen? We should know what's genetic and what's generic. There's a lot of wannabes, but not willing to be. Hebrews 10. This purification process is going to expose much. People that you thought were strong in the Lord, you're going to find become wimps. Why? Because they're being purified now. They're going to have the opportunity to get strong in the Lord, or they'll get weaker. Hebrew. Hallelujah. 10-something. 10:32, please. Hebrews 10:32. Let's speak it. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured great struggle with sufferings, partly while you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me in my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a what? Better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. You know, so many people are still crying over what they lost. That's still connecting you to the past. You can't advance until you cut that all loose. I used to have all kinds of things, limousines, all kinds of stuff. I could care less. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you were then. It's who you are now. Amen? It doesn't matter what you've done then, and how much you serve God then, and what all wonderful things you've done. It's got nothing to do with now. He's the God of now. It's where you are today and what you're doing for him now that's going to affect you tomorrow. Verse 33. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great what? Reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, that you have completed the mission, you may receive the what? The promise. Yet for a little while, as he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw to back to perdition, but those who believe in the saving of the soul. We are in need of endurance to allow God to use our possessions for his glory. Remember, you and I don't own nothing. We're just stewards. That's all we are. It's his goods, not ours. Amen? So we must complete the requested assignments that he gives us so we can receive the promises of God. That's all a part of the purification process. Daniel chapter 11. Again, some people are just refusing to allow that process to continue. But you'll realize through this purification process, you will get closer to the Lord. If you let him. If you're not a person that seeks the kingdom of God first thing in the morning, you ain't letting God do nothing. You can proclaim everything, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to stand before him. He says, you practice lawlessness. I don't know you. You got a lot of words, but you can't walk it. You got a lot of talk, but you ain't walking it. Hallelujah. Daniel 11, 29. It'd be a bummer to stand before the Lord and know everything you've done was in vain and not counted. Verse 29. Is everybody there? Daniel 11, yes. At the appointed time, he shall return. This is the forces of Antichrist, and go toward the south. But it shall not be like the former of the or the latter, for the ships from Cyprus shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return in rage against the what? Holy covenant, and do what? Damage. So he shall return and show regard for those who forsake the holy covenant. We're seeing that right now. People are being rewarded for forsaking the kingdom of Christ. And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortresses. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifice and place their abomination in desolation. And those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. And those of the people who understand shall instruct many. Yet for many days they shall fall by the sword and flame, by captivity and plundering. Now when they fall, they shall be aided with a little help. But many shall join with them by intrigue. And some of those who understand, who of understanding shall fall to refine them. To what? Purify them and make them white. Until the time of the end. So, just because you do understand doesn't mean you ain't going to go through it. He's still bringing you through a processing of purification. Because it is still for an appointed time. Oh, happy days. The forces of Antichrist regard and reward those that forsake the Holy Covenant. Many will follow the evil way by intrigue and reason. And those that understand will need to be made pure, not reaching a level of the purification or resisting some places in the process of it. And Daniel 12 and verse 8. Daniel said, although I heard, I did not understand. And I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be what? Purified, made white, and refined. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Again, these are also associated with time sequences and events of the feast of the Lord that God has proclaimed already. We are coming into cycles. What we might call, you know, people have always said, history repeats itself. Amen? Well, history does repeat itself. It's been going on for generations. And there's an area where we're advancing more and more and more. Technology is increasing. Judgment is increasing. We're about to see a tremendous transition. I've shared before, we're about to see a Red Sea moment here shortly. Between May and June. You're going to see things being escalated and moving faster and faster. Time will move faster. And the purification will become stronger. It'll be hard-pressed on every side. Some decisions are going to have to just wait until you know for sure. A quick decision could cause a problem for your life and for others that is out of order. This is we're waiting on the Lord, waiting on the Lord. Everybody's waiting on the Lord. We're waiting, but in the meantime, you wait. That means serve. Amen? Just like a waiter, you serve. You learn, you be trained. Everything's training for reigning. There is that process. Being not anxious for anything. Nothing. But as we wait on the Lord. In Revelation 3. Revelation 3:14. It's speaking unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were even cold or hot. So then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, I have become wealthy, and I have need of nothing. And I do not know, and you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. So I counsel you to buy from me what? Gold, purified in fire, that you may be rich, in white garments, and that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. And anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see truly. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous, be on fire, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on the throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him what? Hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Remember, he who hears can see. This was a church. This is why there's purification. Why? God is bringing the church out of lukewarmness. Much of the body of Christ is lukewarm. Psalm 24, lukewarm condition needs to be turned around to hot. Verse 1, the earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in this holy place? He who has what? Clean hands and a what? Pure heart. In other words, who can walk on that rolled out red carpet and access him? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Who has not lifted up his soul to what? An idol. Nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek in and who seek his face. Remember, Jesus is looking for his face. Pure heart. 1 Thessalonians 4. So there's things that you may be going through and you don't understand why you're going through them. You know what? You don't have to. Just know you're going to go through it and God is purifying you. You're either going to accept it, join with it, or rebel. You know, the enemy always tries to get us to run from it. Like I said, every time we call, we ask for the fire of God to purify us, people run. They get on the potter's wheel and say, man, I ain't doing this. Wimps. not warriors. See, God is exposing a wimp from the warrior. Amen? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 1, let's speak it. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to what? Please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God. Your what? Sanctification. Listen, sanctification is for purification. Hello? You can't be done one without the other. You can't be pure without sanctification. You can't be sanctified without purification. That you should abstain from what? Sexual immorality. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and in honor. Not in passion of love. Like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter. Because the Lord is avenger of all such. As we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to what? Uncleanness, but to what? In holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. I'm going to close at 1 Peter chapter 5. See, the purification is to raise warriors. Through the purification, you're either earning God's trust or losing it. Welcome to the kingdom of Christ Jesus and the house of death. Remember, he says, look, man, if you can't deny yourself, you're not going to get up and fight, and you're not going to follow me. Nobody escapes. Everybody's going to stand before God. You're going to leave a legacy one way or another, upright or not, honored or dishonored. Everything that you and I are doing now is affecting an eternity. It matters. It's all recorded. We must check our motives out, our intents out, everything. Put it before God. Verse 5, let's speak it together. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, what? Submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with pride. Humility. For God resists the what? The proud. But he gives grace to the humble. How many of y'all want to do more of God's plan? Well, you got to eat some humble pie. He has a recipe, very good. But God gives grace to the humble. Therefore what? Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may what? Exalt you, promote you, prosper you in due time, not in yours, in his. Casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be what? Sober, which means what? Alert. Be vigilant, which means consistent. Oh, yes. Don't compromise. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. And like I said, many times he doesn't even have to do that. He can just stand back and watch people freak out because of their flesh, because of their thoughts. It says you resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Look at, as soon as you hear you're the only one, you know that's the devil. You're the only one. Now, you may be the only one that's going through something different than someone else in your group, but I'm telling you, somebody's going through the same thing somewhere else. You're not the only one. And you know what? Somebody else is going through something worse than you and me. So resist them in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have gone through this suffering. So see, suffering brings change, brings purification. People learn from suffering. Sometimes we don't learn until we make that mistake and have to suffer through it because we didn't pick it up from somewhere else. Amen. He says, so after you've suffered for a while, it's not forever. What's it going to do? It's going to perfect you. It's going to establish you. It's going to strengthen you. And it's going to settle you so you're immovable. This is the process of purification. So that no matter what's going through your life or your mind, you're not going to be moved. You're not going to fall in fear. You're not going to fall in worry. You're not going to fall in anxiousness. You're not going to run. You're going to fight and stand strong no matter what's going on, whether you're sick, whether you're in pain. No matter what, you stand. It's all a process of purification. Because now you're giving God the last say. When you act upon things in that arena, you're trying to get the last say. Look, at when you've done it, you've all you can do, you stand. That's it. I mean, you can't, you know, you're not God, I'm not God, even though we're his children, and we have an access and right to all things, and dominion over all things, but there's sometimes he says, I want to know what you're going to do. Are you going to follow me or you? Amen? And then it says, after he settles you, look at what happens. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever and ever and ever. Remember, Jesus is trying to place the face of Jesus on us. In other words, when we go into the world, people should see him and not us. Amen? No matter what's going on. So the purification. See, for others in the world, you and I are being purified to express Christ. The world is being chastened to get to a purification and sanctification, to expose all wickedness, because things are about to change. The world is never going to be the same. It's changing. And you'll see in the next few months that it will never be the same. And God is purifying us so we can yield to the exchange, to the change that he has for me and you. Not according to the world standard and ways in the Babylonian system, but to the eternal kingdom of Christ Jesus. So we follow along in his way and not our own. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we ask, Lord, that your word that's been imparted in us will grow and bear fruit for your glory. And that by your spirit, you bring to remembrance what you have released in us today. And Lord, don't let us miss the red carpet. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen? Praise God.